We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and this is quarter number four, brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra. A bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, please check it out. Don't forget, you can get all our content, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. That's our website. You can download our app, Keystone Sport, from the App Store on your phone. And we're now on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. You can find us there. All right, we're going to talk about Julian Fleming's decision. And he's going to, he announced May 31st that he's going to The Ohio State University. His final list was a who's who. Penn State was on it. Penn State did not win. Gave an interview Saturday. The floor is yours, Ross.
Well, so a couple of things. First of all, you know, we record this show on Thursdays. He officially committed the next day and then talked about it Saturday.
Correct.
So some people might say, oh, this is old news. Well, not to me. I haven't had a chance to comment on it from multiple perspectives. Shout out Judge Smales, by the way, on the message boards. So here's my take. Let's look at it first from Julian Fleming's perspective, and then we can look at it from a Penn State perspective. You know, these things are complicated.
Very.
And why these kids make the decisions they do are complicated. I would just say two things to start. I would have to have a tough time when you really think about it. I would have a tough time having my family and my single mom drive 6 hours past Penn State to go to my games. Like, I would need to, and by the way, he can go to Hawaii. You know, every kid can do what they want to do.
Right.
I'm just saying, as a 40-year-old who looks at things a little differently now, has a little bit different perspective, I'd have a really tough time having my mom, who could drive, 45 minutes or an hour to Penn State, and I could go home, see her on some weekends if I want to. She could come to school. I would have a tough time putting her in a situation where she has to drive 6 additional hours to go see me play. And I just think as you get older, you think about those things a little bit more. And maybe he doesn't care. And I'm sure his mom, being a good mom, said, that doesn't matter to me, Julian. You know, pick where you want to go. And that's right. The right thing to say. But I can just say it was a factor for me to go to Princeton an hour and a half away as opposed to Harvard and William & Mary, which are both 5 or 6 hours. That's just tough. That's especially when they're both state schools, they're both in the Big Ten East, they're both really good programs, you're going to 100,000 each no matter what. I mean, I'm sure Ohio State would say, oh, we're much better, we're elite, you know. There really isn't, if we're being honest, like on paper, there isn't that much of a difference between the two places. So from that perspective, I hope when he signs that paper in December, he really thinks about that. And then also, you know, if you go to Penn State and you want to live in Pennsylvania and you want to work anywhere in Pennsylvania and you have a great career there, maybe the NFL doesn't work out the way you want it to. The options are endless when you come back to Pennsylvania. If you went to Ohio State, probably not as much. Now, that said, Ohio State has a million alums all over the country. I'm sure he could get a job doing that. But those are just two things I would think about. Now, from his perspective, I think that sometimes these kids get, like, in-state fatigue. I think Bob, it happened with Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I think it's like, once you know Penn State wants you in ninth grade, and it's Penn State, Penn State, Penn State, it's like you have that. These kids are young. They have short attention spans. Then all of a sudden, you're a junior. Ohio State has a new, you know, Ohio State's quarterback throws 50 touchdown passes. They get a couple guys drafted. They have a new wide receiver coach. I can just see how, you know, Penn State ends up becoming, I've been dating her a while, so to speak. Ohio State's the new pretty girl. I thought some of his comments, though, you know, he mentioned the instability at Penn State at wide receiver coach. I think that's probably fair since they've had three. But, I mean, Josh Gattis got a big-time promotion. He's now the offensive coordinator at Michigan making $1 million, you know, however much money. So you can't begrudge a guy for that. The Corley thing didn't work out. Ohio State's guy's in jail, I think. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. Like, he's talking about the instability at the position. The Ohio State guy is in jail, their wide receiver coach. So Penn State's had three. One got a promotion. One didn't work out. Now they have Jared Parker. Ohio State's had two. One guy's in jail, and now they have Brian Hartline. I don't think it's that much of a difference. I know he likes the quarterback from St. Joe's Prep. He's not going to end up probably ever catching passes from him. He's a year ahead of him. That kid's not going to play as a true freshman probably. Julian is. And then the stuff that he said that I thought bothered me the most in terms of his decision making, and I want to be very clear here. I am not criticizing Julian Fleming. Every kid can go to whatever school they want for whatever they want. I'm just saying if I were his older brother or his dad, I would say to him, Julian, you're making any decision based on Justin Shorter?
Right.
Like you're talking about Justin Shorter and his lack of playing time as a factor? Like, number one, you're not there. You don't know what happened with Justin Shorter. Number two, he was hurt. You know, that has nothing to do with you. And the whole NFL thing, is it because Ohio State develops receivers better, or is it because those guys are all five-star recruits? Paris Campbell runs like a 9.800 or something crazy. Like, are they really developing them better, or are they five-star recruits? That was the concerning part to me, is the travel for his family and what he said were the biggest factors in his decisions. It seemed like were Justin Shorter and the instability of the wide receiver position. Ouch. Now, if you love Hartline, that's great. But to be honest with you, Hartline's getting so much praise right now. Who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if he leaves to take an OC job somewhere else in a year. So what does that do for you? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Hartline's getting so much praise for getting all these Pennsylvania kids being such a good coach that all that does is probably hurt you in the end because he probably won't be the wide receiver coach for Ohio State, unless that's all Brian wants to do.
I didn't hear anything where he committed to this school. It was people and circumstances, but I'll get to that in a minute. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. He did address the Pennsylvania fatigue thing in his press conference, you know, the fatigue. And he said, with me being a Pennsylvania kid, I did feel an obligation to go to Penn State. But when it was all crunched and said and done, I didn't feel at home there. I felt home at Ohio State. I'm a PA kid, and I'm leaving PA, and everyone's going to have hard feelings, but it's going to be whatever. It was my decision. I'm going to have a good time and hopefully have a successful career.
I talk to recruits all the time. I always wish that they get that feeling. You know?
Right.
Like, I tried to justify William & Mary because it was free. I tried to justify Harvard because I could kind of tell my dad wanted me to go there and it was Harvard, but I wanted to go to Princeton. That's where I wanted to go.
Right.
And I knew that's where I wanted to go. Like I could just tell. When I was on campus, I was like, this is where I want to be. I wish for that for every kid. I wish for that for every kid. He says that. I hope it's true. It's funny, I talked to Chris Spielman one time, and Chris Spielman is from Canton, Ohio. And Chris Spielman couldn't decide between Michigan and Ohio State. And the night before, he sat down and told his parents, he was number one player in the country. He said, I'm going to go to Michigan. And his dad said, oh yeah? Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You don't live in Michigan. You live in Ohio. You represent the people in the state of Ohio. You're going to Ohio State. And Chris is like, yes, sir. Went to Ohio State, had a great career. I mean, it just, I mean, yeah. I don't care what anybody says. And this isn't the reason to make a decision or not. But when you go to Penn State, you're representing Pennsylvania and the people from Pennsylvania. When you go to Ohio State, you're representing Ohio State and the people from Ohio. You are. I mean, there's no other way around it.
Right.
I just think that I think there were a lot of things that I'm just – it's shocking to me how this turned. And when there was something that definitely is at the top of this list. He won't say it's what – I think that – I would like to think that ultimately I think he felt better about the Ohio State pass offense moving forward based on what he saw last year. And that I think he felt better about the chances of playing in the Big Ten title game at Ohio State.
And college football playoff and national championship.
I think that
and Justin Fields to Sean Clifford.
I think it had a lot to do with it. I congratulate him for his honesty. Like, I mean, because he didn't have to say what he said.
Right. Right.
I felt like it came from the heart. I thought he meant it, but I think that's what is at the core of this. I really do. And I think he was just looking at the big picture, and not a lot of kids do that.
From a Penn State perspective, the real problem is, you know, you can only do what you can do.
Right.
Like, I get text messages from buddies of mine. How'd they screw this up? I don't think they screwed anything up. You know, kids are going to pick what they're going to pick. They got Lance Dixon to come. They got Brandon Smith to come.
Micah Parsons
to stay, right? I will say this, though. You don't see Ohio State lose very many Ohio kids. You don't see, you know, the Alabamas and the Georgia. Now, Alabama lost the Clemson wide receiver, who's unbelievable. So it does happen. But what would be concerning to me is, like, you know, they lose the St. Joe's Prep quarterback. They lose Fleming. They might not get Carmody. I think it's really hard to be a national title or a playoff contender if you're not keeping the best kids in your state. I think that's really, really hard to do. But they got to move on to the next guy.
And I don't think there'll be too many Julian Flemings at the wide receiver position coming out of Penn State.
Pennsylvania, right. It's a great point.
Coming out of Pennsylvania in the near future.
That's a great point. So they had a golden opportunity with all these stud players, 4 and 5 stars in the Mid-Atlantic. I can't help but think a year ago they would have gotten a bunch of them when they had more momentum. Their momentum is bad right now. Their momentum is going the wrong way, and it's a problem.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number four from the Labatt Studio. And that's it for our show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and have a good weekend.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.